ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 8 द चर्निंग ऑफ मिल्क ओशन टेक्स्ट 9। यू ऑल कैन रिपीट आफ्टर मी।
तस्यां चक्रुः स्पृहां सर्वे ससुरासुरमानवाः रूपौदार्यवयोवर्णा महिमा क्षिप्तचेतसः तस्यां चक्रुः स्पृहां सर्वे ससुरासुरमानवाः रूपौदार्यवयोवर्णा महिमा क्षिप्तचेतसः तस्यां चक्रुः स्पृहां सर्वे ससुरासुरमानवाः रूपौदार्यवयोवर्णा महिमा क्षिप्तचेतसः। तस्यां चक्रुः स्पृहां सर्वे ससुरासुरमानवाः रूपौदार्यवयोवर्णा महिमा आक्षिप्तचेतसः। 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 माताजी तस्यां चक्रुः स्पृहां सर्वे ससुरासुरमानवाः वर्णा महिमा आक्षिप्तचेतसः।
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तस्यां अंटु हर चक्रुः डिड स्पृहां डिजायर सर्वे एवरीवन ससुर असुर मानवः द डेमिगॉड्स द डीमन्स एंड द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स रूप औदार्य बाय द एक्सक्विजिट ब्यूटी and bodily lusture. Vayaha, youth. Varna, complexion. Mahima, glories. Akshipta, agitated. Chetasaha, their minds. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Because of her exquisite beauty, her bodily lust feature, her youth, her complexion and her glories, everyone including the demigods, the demons and the human beings desired her. They were attracted because she is the source of all opulences. Purport. Who in this world does not want to possess wealth, beauty and the social respectability that comes from these opulences? People generally desire material enjoyment, material opulence and the association of aristocratic family members, bhogaishwarya prasaktana. Material enjoyment entails money, beauty and the reputation they bring, which can all be achieved by the mercy of the goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune, however, never remains alone. As indicated in the previous verse by word Bhagavat Para, she is property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is enjoyable only by Him. If one wants the favor of Goddess of Fortune, Mother Lakshmi, because she is by nature Bhagavat Para, one must keep her with Narayan. The devotees who always engage in the service of Narayan, Narayana Parayana, can easily achieve the favor of the Goddess of Fortune without a doubt. But materialists who try to get the favor of Goddess of Fortune only to possess her for personal enjoyment are frustrated. Theirs is not a good policy. The celebrated demon Ravana, for example, wanted to deprive Ram Chandra of Lakshmi, Sita, and thus be victorious, but the result was just the opposite. Sita, of course, was taken by force by Lord Ramachandra, and Ravana and his entire material empire were vanquished. The Goddess of Fortune is desirable for everyone, including human beings. But one should understand that the Goddess of Fortune is the exclusive property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot achieve the mercy of the Goddess of Fortune unless one prays both to her and to the Supreme Enjoyer, the Personality of Godhead. So we'll start with prayers.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गोरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So to start, I would like to ask the blessings of senior devotees and all others. Devotees who have come here to attend and discuss and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. As Prabhupada has given this purports which are so enlightening, I don't have any capacity to discuss, but by your blessings I'll try. So this verse today's talks about Tasyam Chakruhu Spruham Sarve Sasura Suramanavaha Rupav Darya Vayovarna Mahima Akshipta Chetasaha. Because of her exquisite beauty, her bodily features, her youth, her complexion and her glories, everyone, including the demigods and demons and the human beings, desired her. They were attracted because she is the source of all opulences. Now, as we are going through this chapter of churning of the milk ocean, we know that many items started coming, and this is one of the very special item, which is the consort of the Lord eternally, but as a pastime she is coming out of milk ocean. And when she came, she was so beautiful, so young, that everybody wanted that she becomes theirs, and that's why everybody was. So here this word comes as Spruham Sarvai, that everybody desired the favor of Lakshmi. And we see that everybody in this world also are in the same category, that everybody wants Lakshmi, everybody wants prosperity, everybody wants, we are staying happily in material world. So that is not very surprising, and that's why we find that people are always looking for money. They feel that the whole society is geared up to somehow acquire money by hook or crook. If crook, that is better. So we see that that is like goal of all society practically now in modern society. Prabhupada tells one small story, that he tells in Bengal, one person asked another person, he said, "Are you intelligent?" So then that person started checking his pocket. So then that person says, "What you are doing?" "You know, I am checking how much Lakshmi I have in my pocket." He said, "But I asked you, are you intelligent?" He said, "Yeah, that is the source, that is the effect of intelligence. So whatever Lakshmi I have, that much I am intelligent." So in this world also you can see that intelligence or his qualities are kind of seen how much Lakshmi he has or how much money he has. In Bhagavatam we hear that Yasyasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Gunesh Tatra Samasate Suraha, that when somebody becomes devotee, then all the good qualities of even demigods, they reside in such a person. But nowadays people feel that if he has a money, then all the good qualities come, all the followers they come, all the, it's like he is considered great because he is having money. So this money, which is, it's like everybody is looking for it, they feel that achieving Lakshmi's favor, that is the perfection. Of course, again we have to very clarify that Lakshmi is not money. Lakshmi is something else. Lakshmi is called as paisa. But then, the currency is not called as Lakshmi. When that currency is engaged in Krishna's service, then it becomes Lakshmi. Otherwise, it's Durga. So, they are all female only, but there is a difference between Lakshmi and Durga. Because when you go close, then you understand what is the difference. So, when we are talking about Lakshmi, Lakshmi is when the things of this world are used in Krishna's service, and such God-centered society, the facilities which they have, resources they have, that is called as Lakshmi. So, when we are talking about Lakshmi, it's of course the things which are in connection with the Lord. Because by only money you can buy a flat, but you can't make it a home if there is no God-centered people living there. It just remains a flat only. So, such flat will not give any happiness. So, there is a difference between having a flat and having a home where God consciousness is there. So, Lakshmi and money, there are two different things. And Prabhupada very nicely talks about that in this. He says that some people are Narayana Parayana and some people are only Lakshmi Parayana. They are worshippers only of Lakshmi. And we find majority of people like that in this world. Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gonitai Ki, Shri La Prabhupada Ki. So here Prabhupada says that those who are Narayana Parayana, they have different result which they obtain in this world, and that is happiness, prosperity, satisfaction. But those who are Lakshmi Parayana only, without Narayana, Prabhupada says that ultimately their life will end in frustration. And that we can see also. If you go to Andheri, some people are sitting on the staircase asking, Ek rupiah, abhi dam badh gaya hai, 10 rupiah. You give 1 rupee, they don't accept. So, some people are begging 10 rupees. And people who are going in the train, they are looking for 10,000 rupees. And on the street, sitting in Mercedes Benz, someone is driving and he is looking for 10 crore rupees. So all these three people comes in the same category of beggar only. So one is 10 rupees beggar, another is 10,000 rupees beggar, another is 10 crore rupees beggar. But in this world everybody is beggar only. And there is no question that beggar can be happy. Because unsatisfied person, there is no question of ashantasya kuthosukham, he says. That if you are ashanta, where is the question of happiness? So, that's why only money, there is no scope that it can bring any happiness. Unless that becomes Lakshmi. And we see that the society which is based on only earning money or earning, that's why the Indian culture is based on this four Purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But nowadays we find that people are, they have given up first and last. Dharma and moksha, they have taken renouncement and they only focus on artha and kama. Get money and enjoy. That is the goal of life. But then, by that what happens is, the whole social structure collapses. And as here he says that, one of the great celebrities, Prabhupada writes that, he says, he talks about Ravana, he says that, it's not a good policy. The celebrated demon Ravana, for example, wanted to deprive Ramchandra of Lakshmi or Sita. So that example is there that anybody who wants to separate Lakshmi from Narayana, enjoy, that society has to crush down. Today or tomorrow, one devotee was telling that, like, he did his graduation, post-graduation here, and then he went and settled in America, as many people, they have that Abhilash. So they go and settle, and then when they settle, now he had a small child. Child started going to the school. So there the schools, they tell that it's very important that the children should not be punished. They should not be harmed. So they have many rules, very strict rules. Any child can call police. Anybody does little here, there, child can directly call police, and police comes in 2 minutes there to arrest that person. So what happened is that devotee was telling that this devotee's father, means that grandfather of that child, spoke little strongly because the child was not studying. So he kind of threatened him that, you know, you study, otherwise I'll beat you. The child called police. So police came, and then police arrested that grandfather, took that grandfather. And this father was like in shock. The grandson is putting grandfather in jail. So somehow by paying a lot of money, brought him back. But then that stirred him to think that, where I'm staying? Am I at the right place? So he said, if this child remains here, tomorrow he will put me also under bar. So he said, this is not right. You know, he will not learn anything here. So thinking that, then they wind up the whole program there. You know, he shifted back to India. You know, he got a job here. And then he got all the family along with that child. And when that child and he landed on the airport of Delhi, that father started smashing him left and right. He said, now I'll see whom you call. Now you show. Abhi dekhta hu kisko call karte. So, now here we are not talking about that we are for abusing a child like that. But then a discipline, when that is considered abuse, then such a society, how it will flourish? Our Bhagavatam philosophy talks about that how this human form is so rare and has to be disciplined to achieve love of Godhead. If that is not done, only the goal is to achieve money somehow or other. So that doesn't work. That will collapse today or tomorrow. As here also we see that the empire of Ravana was seen as a very great for many years. Nobody even dared to look in the direction of Lanka, because Ravana was very powerful and he was most wealthiest, you know, in his possessions like that. So for many days that empire of Ravana was considered very glorious materially. But then that glory will end in disaster, because the separation of Lakshmi and Narayan was there. So we see that in our life, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, or we see the world outside, we see that the Narayan and Lakshmi, because Lakshmi is a chaste wife of Lord Narayana, and outside also, now also, although so much degradation is there, you go and call another's wife telling that, you come and stay in my house, I will take care of you, every day I will worship you. Which, you know, a gentle lady will agree with that? So what to speak of Lakshmi, who is the crown jewel of all such gentle, chaste ladies. How she can come alone? She will not come alone. She will come only with Lord Narayana. Then who comes? Durga comes. Lakshmi sends Durga. Okay, you go instead of me. And that's what so much of disturbance is there. The family clashes, international clashes, and everything is clashing. Why? Because we want Lakshmi, but when we want separate from Krishna, Narayana, then we have to see only Durga face. It's like that. So here, that's a very important thing to see, that whether we want only money or we want Lakshmi. We want only to worship Lakshmi or we want to worship Lakshmi Narayan. So when we worship Lakshmi Narayan, then there is a scope of some mercy coming in our life. And we see that the Lord also is very merciful. Lord is not an ordinary person of this world who can give you some 1,000 or crore rupees or something like that. Lord is very magnanimous. That's why when we worship Lakshmi Narayan, there is no dearth of anything in the life of a devotee. Isliye they say that when Bhagwan dete to chappar phad ke dete, you know. Generally kya hota hai? When chappar phad jata hai, toh we start repairing it. We go around seeing koi hai kya chappar abhi phad gaya hai, usko repair karna hai. Generally we travel in our trains, stickers are there. Sab samasyaon ka 100% samadhan 10 ghante mein. Court matter, love marriage, moot karni, aur wo kuch likha hota hai. Roothe ko manana aur kuch aisa kuch kuch likha hota hai. So it is so funny that people are looking for their chappar phata hai toh abhi they have to repair. Rehta ho Bengali Baba, aap jao to turant samadhan. But then we see that such kind of approach in life to get a kind of patch up solution. Okay, here thoda phat gaya hai, so now it has to be repaired. Then we go to either demigods or we go to semigods. Nowadays lot of semigods are there. Semigod means say me god. I say bahut heavy. Some are there out, some are in jail. So many such people are there. By going to them, what we'll achieve? We achieve nothing practically. It's just a patch-up solution. So, when we are here, as we know that we have been saved and we owe our all lives to one of such Bengali gentlemen who not only gave the patch-up solutions, but he gave the greatest solution to the whole world to make it repair permanently. All the Bengal is already famous by the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that was made even more famous throughout the world by another of his Senapati Bhakta, and that is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! And how he gave that solution? He gave that solution by giving this most valuable gift. That is most valuable, most cherished by every living entity, and that is in the form of very powerful holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, he has given something which nobody can even dare to give. Because people are so much into their own life, their own family, their own caste, their own nation. But here is great personality like Srila Prabhupada, who goes out to distribute the greatest wealth. Golokera Prema, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. That he is distributing. So person who is distributing is called Udara. So Udara means very magnanimous. But then we see the Lord's character is so magnanimous. It comes in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 16th verse. Talks about the four people who come to the Lord. Chaturvidha bhajante maam, jana sukuritino arjuna, arto artharthi jidnyasu jnanicha bharatarshaba. And he talks about these four people come to Krishna for getting something. Some are distressed, they go to Krishna telling, please do something. Artharthi, they want money, that's why they come to Krishna, they say that. They go to Balaji, having some plan. And then, there are Jidnyasu, there are some people who like to know what is going on here. That's why they come, many visitors. And Krishna says that in that, the Jnani, as he says that Tesham Jnani Nityukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate, that such devotee who is Jnani, he is steadfastly engaged in my service and he knows that I am the goal. He says that he knows me, he loves me and I also love him very much. But then next verse which Krishna says in this, he says Udara Sarva evaite. He says that all these people, Sarva, Sarva means all these four. That means Arto, Arthati, Jidnyasu, Jnani. Krishna is telling they are Udara. Udara means magnanimous. So Krishna is telling that all these four people who come to me, they are very magnanimous. What magnanimous? You are coming like a beggar. You say that beggar is a magnanimous. He is asking something. How can you say that he is Udara? But Krishna is so grateful even to those four people who come to him, even for material benefits. He says they are very Udara. They are asking, not giving anything. But Krishna says, no, no, they are giving. They are giving very special thing to me. What they are giving? They are giving the glory of the Lord. Because unless these people come, how Lord will give? And how the people will know that Lord is so magnanimous? So these people are becoming an instrument to tell other people that how Lord is so magnanimous. So Lord, he is giving and then he is being grateful also. That thank you very much, you came. You are asking also. So that's why in English they say Lord gives and forgives. Not only forgives, he praises you that you are very great because you came to me. But generally, the populace is, they get and they forget. They have no kind of appreciation for Lord's mercy, which is coming in their life. That's why such Lord who is so magnanimous that he is ready to give himself to person who are coming to him, and not only he is giving and thinking that, okay, I am very great. You understood now? Go. No. He's telling you are Udar, that you are such a wonderful person, you are such a gentleman, that you have come and then you are giving me a chance to give something to you. So, in this we can understand one thing is that Lord is teaching us also to give and be grateful. Because very few people are there who wants to give. And there are very few people who can give and be grateful. So, it's our great fortune that we are here to give something to Krishna. Our energy, our time, our speech, our wealth. So when we are giving it to Krishna, we should be very grateful. Because Krishna is so grateful to those people who are coming for material benefits. He is feeling that they are very Udara. So, For a devotee, he is not kind of having any doubt that if I just worship Krishna, then there will be problem for me, material or spiritual. That's why King Kulashekhara, who has great faith in the Lord's mercy, sings this verse. Says, Mabhirmanda mano vichinta bahudha yamishchiram yatana naivami prabhavanti paparipavaha swami nanu shridharaha alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasvanarayanam lokasya vyasanopano danakaro dasasya kimnakshamaha. He says, Mabhir mand mano vichintya bahudha yamishchiram yatana. He says, why you are afraid, my dear foolish mind? There are suffering, that's why you are afraid? Or after death, Yamraj will punish, that's why you are afraid? Or you are afraid because so much of sinful reactions will come? He says, don't worry, you have Sridhara, the goddess of fortune, and his husband, her husband is there. He says, don't worry. He says, alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasva narayana. He says, give up all alas, lethargy, and just very easily you can achieve that same Supreme Lord by doing devotional service. And then he says, why you don't have faith? Because that the Lord, he is providing to everybody in this world. Even those who are atheist, Lord is giving every day sunlight, moonlight, food, water. Even the atheist is getting, even the hogs and dogs on the street, who have no idea what is this world and what is God, they are getting. Why he will not give to his own devotees? So that's why he says, Lokasya vyasana panodana karo. Lord is taking care of the difficulties of other people, of this whole world. Will he not solve your problem? So when we associate with great devotees and read the literature given by the great devotees, then that brings faith in the Lord's protection. So here Prabhupada also telling in the purport that those who are worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan together, they will be prosperous, they will be happy. Those who are singular worshippers, like this kind of single out Lakshmi only, and then they worship. So we can see also in Ravana's case, although Sita is a goddess of fortune, but that goddess of fortune, she was goddess of fortune when she is with Lord Ram. When that goddess of fortune is disconnected, and then you want to enjoy, that same Sita became Durga. She destroyed the whole family, whole empire of Ravana. One. So that's how, when we separate Sita, when we separate Lakshmi, when we separate facilities of this world for our own enjoyment, then it creates havoc. Then there is Tanda only. So, Prabhupada very beautifully says here that such kind of empire, however glory and pomp it may have, but it will come to a destruction. So, we see that there are two kind of visions to see this world. Like here we have this PVR. So the meaning of PVR is perverted reflection of reality. That is called as PVR. And that is Ravana. He saw that every whole world is for his own enjoyment. Although it is not. That is the property of the Lord. But he saw that, he saw the whole world as a big shopping mall, that I can just go around and get the things. But then, such kind of attitude will frustrate. That's why there is another PVR, and that is perfect vision of reality. And we can see that Hanuman was having a perfect vision. What was his vision? His vision was how Sita can be again reunited with Supreme Lord. That's why that perfect vision in which we can see the Lord as the proprietor, as the controller, and the well-wisher of all the devotees, that brings great happiness in the society. So, when we are seeing this kind of difference of mentalities, one is they are seeing things related to Krishna, and others they see things not related to Krishna. Then we see Hanuman was also very courageous, very active, and he was taking challenge. But then his whole goal was to how Ram and Sita can be come together. And Ravana also is considered very courageous, very chivalrous, very great in terms of his victory and things like that. But then his whole goal was how to separate Sita from Lord Ram. And we see that the devotees who are worshippers of the Lord, they always worship the Lord and His energy together. And we see Srila Prabhupada also, like Hanuman, the way he jumped across sea to give the message of Lord Ram to Sita. Similarly, Prabhupada also crossed not one ocean. So many oceans crossed just for giving the message of Bhagavad Gita to the fallen souls who have been separated from Krishna. Like in case of Sita, we find that Sita was sitting in Ashokvan. Although it is called as Ashokvan, there is no shok. But she was in great shok, great misery, because she was separated. So similarly, you may give big, big names, Anand Society or Sukha Samruddhi Society or whatever, but that is name only. So this is like Ashokvan only. Just by giving name doesn't make it Ashok. So what happens then in that Ashokvan, that is more important. So we see that the materially very great heights they have achieved in outside world. But then, because the mentality and the activities, they are like Ravana, then there is no question of any happiness. So Prabhupada wanted to go there and give this message. Once when Prabhupada was going, the way Hanuman also had many challenges, Hanuman also came across many demons in his flight. Similarly, Prabhupada also had so many difficulties. It was not an easy journey. He had two heart attacks, no money, no assistant, and he has no idea who is there to receive also. Prabhupada says that when I stepped down in America, I was not knowing whether to take left or right. So, we see that in that situation Prabhupada was going, but he was not going for accumulating some money and some followers. That was not the case. Prabhupada was very clear that I am going there as a messenger. Hanuman went there to Lanka not for getting some gold. That was not his some transport business. I'll bring some biscuits. That was not his goal. His goal was going there and informing Sita that Ram is coming, don't worry. So similarly, Prabhupada also went to America not for any gain, material gain. That's why when Prabhupada was arriving in one airport, and then one of the reporter, he saw that hundreds of people are there and they're chanting up and down and singing loudly, and then such a grand reception. So he felt that this is too much. You know, why for such an old person so much big reception, big garland? And so he asked Prabhupada in the conversation later. He says, Swamiji, you get such kind of reception everywhere? Looks that you are quite a big man. So then Prabhupada, he was not like for that. That's why Prabhupada's answer was very down to earth. Prabhupada said, I don't care how they receive me. I care how they receive my message. Because I am carrying that message, which is most important. So Prabhupada went to receive, you know, give that message of Lord Ram, of Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, so that people will be delivered. Otherwise, in our lives also we find everybody is just trying to worship Lakshmi alone. You go in any shop or even any home, they would like to put the frame of Lakshmi, you know. She's standing, the money is coming out. So they feel that one day it will happen that such kind of thing will happen in their life also. But then, such worship of Lakshmi alone, that doesn't give satisfaction. So, that's why a family becomes really kind of happy and prosperous when Lakshmi Narayan comes there together. When the goal is to worship Lakshmi Narayana, then such kind of family or any society, that becomes glorious and happy. Otherwise everybody is acting like a villain only. You see, people go to see movie. In the movie, actor is there, actress is there, and the villain also is there. Everybody is thinking about their own enjoyment only. So ultimately, if you see from this perspective of our, who is a demon? Demon means who is seeing his own sense gratification. So in that case, whether it's an actress, whether it's an actor, or whether it's a villain, all three are villain only. Because they are doing their own sense gratification, including the audience also. They all are part of villain society only. So such villain society will not have any happiness in their life. So that's why here we understand, Prabhupada writes so beautifully, that the Lakshmi which is aspired by demigods, demons, human beings, but they want separate, which becomes a cause of their destruction. Because when separate Lakshmi means Durga, then that same Lakshmi comes with trident and then do thunder, however great society may be. So we see that when the society is focused only on artha and kama, we find that such society will be, it is like helplessly drowned. Not today, tomorrow. It's just a, it's like time difference. So such kind of approach, Prabhupada is giving a warning that should not be, you know, taken. It is not that how expert you are, it is not how kind of you can do things. It is a question of principle. If principle is wrong, however great you may be, you will be smashed. You may be Ravana, you may be anything. So, when we approach Krishna, both, you know, that's why we worship Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, together. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this very simple and most profound way of worshipping the Lord together, and that is by chanting loudly the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I will stop here because it is 9 o'clock. Any comments? Ram Rupu is handsome.
Question. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you must be knowing that verse, Asha Pasha Shatair Bhadde. You know this verse? Huh? Kamakrodha Parayanam Ihante Kamabhogardham Anyayana Arthasanjayam. So, the Lakshmi comes by హార్డ్ వర్క్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ యాజ్ పర్ డెస్టినీ ఉంది. బికాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్ల్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ దే విల్ డూ అన్లాఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ టు గెట్ మనీ సో యాక్చువల్లీ షీ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ బై వర్షిపింగ్ హర్ ఆర్ సమ్ డూయింగ్ సమ్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ బై హార్డ్ వర్క్ ఆల్సో వీ గెట్.
That's why this four purusharthas are there. Dharma brings artha. That artha brings kama and profuse kama, that's how they say, that then it brings out to desire of moksha. So the God conscious society is that the artha, that is the Lakshmi, that comes only by hard work in dharma. So you have to hard work. Without hard work you can't get Lakshmi. But then that hard work is not material hard work. That's why we find all these great kings, although they are like great kings, but you don't find in our Bhagavatam that you find Prahlad Maharaj or Ambarish Maharaj going out and doing very hard work and kind of conquering and things. No. You'll find Savai Krishna, Savai Manah, Krishna Padara Vindayo. That is the duty of king. So they are doing hard work, but then that is like the spiritual hard work they do, which the benefits they get, then they give it to their praja. That is my understanding. Like, yes.
I am asking, by performing unlawful activities, Krishna is saying, you can also get money.
You can get money, but that hard work money without Krishna in center will not be then Lakshmi, that will be Durga. That will be some facilities will be there, but that will not be satisfying.
What I am asking is, somebody has done some dharma, that is becomes his destiny, he will get money.
Yeah.
So without that destiny of having lot of wealth, by doing some unlawful activities, can you get wealth?
Yeah. Of course. If somebody is cheating, he will also get wealth. And somebody is doing dharma, he will also get wealth. But then there will be, you know, like, the mentality and the result will be different. Getting money, you can get unlawfully also and lawfully also.
Because it is always said that when you take birth, you are destined to get how much wealth you get, which wife you will get.
Yeah.
What kind of food you will get. It's all destined, no?
Yeah, destined. No, of course, both are there. Destiny is there and the creating destiny, that also goes on simultaneously. So, if someone sits back thinking that, okay, whatever destiny is there, that will come, then that becomes, that is not our philosophy. Our philosophy is that whatever comes, we understand that is coming from previous, but then I have to try for next future also, so I have to do great hard work now so that my future will be proper. It's like, that is my, so Lakshmi means paisa or money will come by lawful, unlawful both activities, but then the retention of that money and giving it happiness, that will happen only in dharma. So that's okay. Any other? Okay, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.